Well, we are learning more about the police shooting in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, of 20-year-old Dante Wright during a traffic stop yesterday. Brooklyn Center Police Chief Tim Gannon said the officer involved meant to use her taser and pulled her gun instead.
This appears to me, from what I viewed and the officer's reaction and distress immediately after, that this was an accidental discharge that resulted in the tragic death of Mr. Wright.
So potentially a deadly mistake in a region already on edge because of the Derek Chauvin murder trial and the death of George Floyd. NPR's Adrian Florido joins us now from Minneapolis. Adrian, this is devastating. Give us the context here. Dante Wright was pulled over. Why?
Well, there's some conflicting information on this. At the press conference today, the police chief said that it was because he was driving with expired tags on his car. Wright's family yesterday said that in a phone call with his mother during the traffic stop, Wright had indicated that he had been pulled over because there were some air fresheners dangling from the rearview mirror on his car. So those are the two bits of information we're getting on that question.
Right. And this is all obviously being investigated. It's all fluid. But there is tape of what actually happens when Dante Wright is shot. It's brief and devastating, but what happened?
It is, you know, quite dramatic footage. In it, we see police officers. This is from a body cam view of the officer who actually shot him, by the way. We see police officers trying to handcuff Wright as he's leaned against the side of his car. But then Wright abruptly tries to get away from the officers and tries to get back into his car. A brief struggle ensues. One officer pulls her gun as she yells, "Taser, taser," and then shoots Wright as he's sitting in the driver's seat. The car door closes and the car begins to drive away. We hear the officer who shot him use an expletive on the tape and then say in what sounds like a shocked voice that she just shot him. And that's the extent of what we saw in the video.
"Holy blank, I shot him." And a man around her says, "Wow." Look, this is far from the first confusion between a taser and a gun. Lots of questions about where they're placed on an officer's body, and all of that is going to be discussed. But what are community members saying?
Well, you know, during this press conference, it was interesting because the press conference called for the media, but there were also a lot of members of the community who did show up, and it did become quite tense and combative at times with members of the community demanding that the mayor, who was also present at this press conference, call for the officer to be fired. He did say that he supported firing this officer, who's currently on leave pending an investigation. The police chief didn't go that far, deferring to the investigation. But there clearly is a lot of anger in the community that is very palpable because of what's going on in the region, which, as you mentioned, is this trial of Derek Chauvin. Nerves are very frayed. People are really on edge. Members of the community held their own press conference shortly after the official police press conference to call for some of these prosecution of the officer, firing, and other accountability measures.
It is just devastating to think a life might have been lost because of an accident. But as you mentioned, the Chauvin trial is going on, and today the judge refused a motion to sequester the jury after last night's events. Who knows how much of this news might be impacting them? And we could get a verdict as soon as this week or next. Just what's the city feel like?
Yeah, you're right. The defense attorney for Derek Chauvin requested the sequestration because of concerns that the jury might be tainted by what happened. The judge obviously denied that request. Closing arguments in this trial are expected next Monday, a week from today, and there's a lot of concern that what we saw, the unrest that we saw in Brooklyn Center yesterday, is just a preview of the kind of volatility we might see if Chauvin is not convicted.
NPR's Adrian Florido, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.